Household, White, W.C. Battle Creek, Michigan, May 10, 1875. Dear Household, we received Lucinda's and Willie's letters this morning. We have just returned from Potterville. We found our mail, and these letters were gratefully received. We felt very thankful to read your cheerful letters and that you were prospering in the Lord. Last Friday, your father and myself were all ready to go to Potterville to their quarterly meeting when Brother Smith came in all in a hurry and protested against the move, as he had noticed in the paper that we would be at Battle Creek Sabbath. He was so persistent, I concluded to remain and make peace. Father went. I spoke Sabbath to a crowded house upon the barren fig tree with great freedom. That evening took the cars for Potterville. Sister Gaskill accompanied me. Brother Robert Sawyer was at the depot for us and took us to the meeting house. Father was speaking to the people as it was 9 o'clock. He closed, and we stopped that night with Brother Carmen. Brethren Root, Fargo, Carpenter, Olmsted, and several others were present to adjust matters in regard to the Tract and Missionary Society. This was an important meeting. Father had spoken to a full house on Sabbath day and evening with great freedom. Sunday forenoon I spoke to a crowded house from "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God," etc. 1 John 3, verse 1. Believers and unbelievers were melted to tears. I felt the power of the truth in my own soul and had great liberty in speaking the truth to others. The brethren at Potterville were very glad that we had visited them. Some 8 had come from Eaton Rapids. They are good, substantial souls. It made my heart ache to hear their pleadings for us to visit them. I think I shall go next Sabbath. Father will have to speak to this church. We found Mary Sawyer well and with a fine, pretty-looking baby. They all are delighted with the little boy. I think Robert and Mary are settled not to spend another tedious, cold winter in Michigan. Nellie Sawyer is teaching a small school. She receives $3 per week and her board. Cora Carmen will soon be married to Brother Rumsey, who is at work at the Health Institute. Harmon Lindsay's little Katie has been very, very sick with fever, but she is not growing worse, so she must be a little better. It has been cold, cloudy, and rainy most of the time here. We have not had an entirely pleasant day since we came. In the morning it would be quite pleasant, and at noon cloud up. Everything is so backward we cannot commence camp meetings this month. This will delay meetings some. What are they doing in San Francisco in regard to the meeting house? I hope they will do something, for I know they had ought to. Edson, where shall we find that piece, "Leave the old stranded wreck and pull for the shore"? I feel the solemn sense of the time in which we live. We must work with an eye single to the glory of God. We must be wholly consecrated. It will not do for us to follow inclination or pleasure. The truth we must have, and feel its sanctifying, subduing influence upon the soul. I intend to see Sister Jones and Cornelia today, and will then put in a word for them if they have any to send. Be of good courage, all of you. Trust fully in God. He will be your helper. We feel the effects of the climate. Shall go out to see Sister Kelsey today. Will write to Mary tomorrow. I have not been able to see Sister Jones or Cornelia today. Will be able to say something about them tomorrow. Sister Chapman says she is smart as a cricket. She says they are getting used to the business and are now getting along nicely. She sends her love to you all.